Thunder Bay, free parking could be coming to an end at a popular waterfront parking lot. The Thunder Bay Parking Authority is considering implementing paid parking in the Market Square parking lot, nestled between the splash pad, skating rink, Delta Hotel, and former CN station. The Parking Authority's board indicated support for the change in a May meeting, but has not formally voted to endorse it. A final decision will rest in the hands of City Council when it receives a broader financial review of parking operations in the fall. Parking Authority Supervisor Jonathan Paisk acknowledged the proposal could generate controversy, but believes it would ultimately produce better outcomes for park users. "It's a contentious issue, possibly, and that's why we'll see what the review says, and of course, it will be presented to Council, just because it does affect so many different residents and visitors," he said. The Parking Authority says the change is primarily intended to help ensure turnover to provide fair access for all users, not to generate new revenue. "Of course, it does generate revenue, but the main reason is to manage the parking for people who need the spaces," said Paisk. "If some of those spots are taken up by, say, people working in the downtown, they're occupied all day, not leaving them available for other users who are coming to the park." Pricing at the 54-space Market Square lot is proposed to mirror on-street rates, while the current 3-hour time limit would remain in place. Paisk said that time limit, introduced in 2022, is challenging to enforce without using the paid system. "The lot is the busiest in the park and has the most competing needs," he said, "including from users of the splash pad, skating rink, the hotel, nearby restaurants, and boaters." While the authority has not conducted a formal usage study or count of the lot, Paisk said it has considered anecdotal evidence from authority staff as well as feedback from users and stakeholders. The Delta Hotel and Thunder Bay Chamber of Commerce support the move to paid parking. The city's Parks Department has also expressed understanding. Parks manager Corey Halvorsen said the fact other waterfront lots will remain free of charge ensures costs won't be a barrier for residents to visit Marina Park. "In the past, city staff have argued there is no such thing as free parking, only a question of who pays, those parking or the taxpayer at large." A previous move to consider introducing paid parking across all Marina Park lots was abandoned in 2017 after widespread public opposition. Paisk said the circumstances now are different, both because paid parking is being considered only for one lot, and because there is more activity in the area. "There was no appetite at that time for it, but times have changed," he said. "It's gotten a lot busier down here. We have the hotel running, we have more businesses that weren't here before. So it's probably a good opportunity to take a look at it, and perhaps there will be more support."